and I was wanting to know if you had a website where this map may be posted.
No.
Okay.
I have an article titled No Need for Panic that I sell on my website for $5. It has the map. And my DVD that we were talking about, Global Warming, What the Government Isn't Telling You, has the map. And now there's about 20 or more versions of maps of North America after the oceans come up posted on the internet, mostly done by psychics. Now, my map is not done by psychics. My map is the revised, highly revised map that I put together by working with these Navy veterans, like Tim Spencer, who we were talking to. And that's my map, is that work that came from working with the Navy veterans who saw the real classified map at the classified Navy briefing.
I just wanted one question to ask. Another caller had called in. He asked about, he had set a website that gives you your ASL above sea level. And also, what's the minimum above sea level you want to be when this happens? I'm in the Mississippi River Valley. I don't have to go too far from here to get several hundred feet higher. But, I might be in trouble.
Okay. Well, there's a number of websites. Google Earth, for example, that's fairly common and fairly well known. It's kind of fun to work with. Google Earth can help you find the elevation above sea level most any place in North America, I believe.
Okay.
We'll just leave it at that. Here's the quandary some people find themselves in, Dan, and I was talking to a gentleman about this the other day. He lives on the East Coast. His employment and his is going to keep him there. And here's the situation he's attempting to pull off. He's trying to figure out how close he can get to the new coastline and still be safe, and pick that for his retreat. My response to him was, even if you're above sea level and won't be in danger from the oceans and tidal waves, you're going to be very close to 100 million people, many millions of which are going to become refugees. And that's a place you don't want to find yourself.
That was just an air comment I was going to make. If this many people are dislocated, you're going to have complete social unrest and shooting and fighting just to survive.
Well, the word anarchy means absence of government.
Yes.
That's what the word anarchy means. Anarchy could be a very, down here where I live in the southern part of this county, we have what amounts to anarchy because there's no government in our daily lives and we get along quite well. Anarchy can be a quite calm and quite peaceful situation on one hand. On the other, anarchy can be complete chaos and social disruption and madness.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's more likely
there to
be the case. Millions of people who are on the move with the clothes on their back, half a tank of gas, and desperate for potable water and food and shelter.
Yep.
That's chaos. That's a prescription for disaster.
Yep. I totally agree with you. It'd be probably tens of millions of people perish.
And that's very likely, too. The first drink you take of bad water is a one-way trip to a dysentery that's out of control, and dehydration and death. Unless you can get to adequate medical attention and clean water. The first drink you take of bad water, that's the road you're on. And that's what's going to kill people, will be dysentery and dehydration more than anything else. It takes a long time to starve to death. It really does.
Yeah. Before I go so others can call in, what is the minimum above sea level a person should be?
The Navy says 400 feet, and that's pretty minimal. Because these tidal waves, people want to use this Japanese word tsunamis for some reason these days. These tidal waves could easily be many hundreds of feet high.
Okay.
And the new ocean levels will be anywhere from 100 to 400 feet above where they are right now, which is primarily what the Navy's talking about. So you need to get away from these coastal areas. They're very dangerous. They're very dangerous for a lot of reasons. And just the water is only one of the dangers. Millions of refugees is another part of the danger.
Yep. Okay.
And you're very close, Dan, where you are, Minnesota is very close to the Great Lakes. Now, the Navy says, not John Moore, the Navy says the Great Lakes will become one vast new inland sea stretching all the way up to Hudson Bay, that the Great Lakes will join together to be one Great Lake stretching all the way to Hudson Bay.
And the video actually shows...
You look at the size of the area I'm talking about, it's really scary.
The video, your video actually showed it from basically covering most of Wisconsin.
You're right, Dan. Every Navy veteran I interviewed, without exception, everyone said that they were told in the classified briefings that Wisconsin will be gone, just like Florida will be gone and underwater.
Yep. And you're not only talking millions of people in the cities in Wisconsin, like Milwaukee and Chicago and all those, but all the food and the land that's still productive.
The grain belt will be mostly intact. For the most part.
Hi, John. Real quickly, when is this approximately supposed to take place, and how long a time from right now?
Okay. The continuity of government planning has to be finished in 11 months.
Okay.
Things are falling apart real quick, if you're paying attention, but they've given themselves 11 months to get everything in place.
To go to Denver and set up that and all that, huh?
Yes, sir. That's a huge logistical nightmare, actually.
Right, but the water thing, when is it supposed to start hitting, and why is it due to, because of the plates are changing, what's going to happen?
Oh, boy, you need to call next week, JG.
Yeah, I will. Let me call you during the week, John.
Yeah,
all right,
let's do that.
John. Let me get off to the other callers.
Yeah. John from Florida. Go ahead, John.
Hello, John.
Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, actually, right now I'm making my first copy of your video that I received from you. Down here in South Florida, or even we have a hurricane, it'd be impossible to get out of the state. When we have a hurricane, it's bumper-to-bumper traffic. You'd have to have two extra tanks of gas just to get out of the state. But if anybody's
around the coast... It's the last 48 hours, it's impossible, but 72 hours before you can make it. These earth changes, abrupt climate change, are real. Global warming, as put out by Al Gore and NASA, is a deception to convince you that something else is going on. But rising ocean levels and climate change is real and in our face. And the government is getting ready for it, as they've been doing for more than 20 years. Put this in Google. You want to see what they're doing? Put this in Google. CIA and the word Denver. And you'll find out the CIA's press releases that they're moving their entire domestic division right now. Not 4 or 5 years in the future or 10 years in the future. Right now, from Langley, Virginia, to Denver, Colorado, at a cost of $20 million. Now, I'm not making this up. You can see their own press releases and read them for yourself. Plum Island, the Plum Island Animal Research Facility, is being moved from the East Coast to Kansas right now. That's it. We're out of time. I had fun. I hope you